Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stronger Minds with me, Kimberly Wilson. I'm a chartered practitioner, psychologist, and author with a master's degree in nutrition. So I talk about psychology, mental health, food, and everything in between. The aim is that you leave this short podcast informed and in possession of some helpful, practical tips to support your well-being. So as we covered last week, maybe the MBTI is not so hot. It's invalid, unreliable, and actually doesn't really tell you anything particularly useful. Sure, you can do it for fun or as an exercise in reflection, but I'm strongly cautioning against you using it to make significant life decisions. So are there any personality assessments that do stand up to the test of science? In today's episode, I'm going to overview the Big Five, the dominant paradigm for personality research with the most empirical support, and some of the various health outcomes associated with each dimension. The five-factor model of personality outlines the following five traits: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. Let's look at them individually. Openness. Openness is defined as intellectual curiosity, novelty seeking, and an ability to see things from several perspectives. It describes how receptive one is to new ideas. So it's an openness to experience rather than simply describing someone who talks about themselves very easily. Higher openness is linked to greater creativity, while those low on the openness scale prefer routine, predictability, and traditional ways of being. Very low openness may present as rigidity and a dislike of change. And openness is the only personality trait that reliably predicts political affiliation, with higher openness linked with being more politically liberal. When it comes to health, openness is linked to lower mortality in men, where it is mediated by creativity. That is, higher creativity as a function of openness is linked to better long-term health, potentially because it allows people to be more adaptive to changing circumstances and more willing to try new health activities or stress management techniques, for example. And because curiosity may help to keep people intellectually and socially engaged, which is linked to slower cognitive decline. Indeed, some work has shown that higher openness correlates with better memory performance in older adults. Conscientiousness, the capacity for responsibility, dependability, discipline, impulse control, and organization. We often think about conscientiousness as a deliberate behavior. Either someone is trying hard at something or not. But in this case, we're thinking about it as a stable tendency. High conscientious people tend to do better on average academically. And when it comes to health, in general, higher conscientiousness is inversely correlated to all risky health-related behaviours and positively correlated to beneficial health behaviours. And conscientious individuals live longer than their less conscientious brethren and sistren. Conscientiousness can be further broken down into six constituent parts: self-control, order, industriousness, traditionalism, virtue, and responsibility. When these factors are analysed against health outcomes, four of them correlate to nearly all health markers: self-control, organisation, industriousness, and responsibility are linked to better metabolic and cardiovascular health, lower inflammation, better physical performance, and lower body fat. When it comes to mental health, Those high in this trait have even more reason to celebrate. Conscientiousness acts as a buffer against stress and anxiety. For example, someone who is conscientious about paying their bills on time will be less exposed to late payment fines and financial difficulty. Furthermore, in the face of stress, these individuals are less likely to engage in harmful or impulsive behaviours and more likely to thoughtfully look for support or a solution quickly and to implement these tools. They are also more likely to engage in proactive coping behaviours, which reduces their depression risk. Similarly, they will be more proactive in taking care of their relationships too, promoting more stable social connections. Extroversion. The tendency to sociability, assertiveness, positive thoughts, and pleasant emotion. Extroversion is probably the aspect of personality that is most widely known, and that's because, at least in the West, it has become highly prized, particularly in school and the workplace. But despite its favourable reputation, it is no more inherently good or valuable than introversion, which sits at the other end of the spectrum. However, like conscientiousness, it does seem to relate to a proactive approach to stress management and the ability to cope with challenges in a flexible way. People high in extroversion may also have better access to social support, which we know is important for promoting and protecting mental health. They are also more likely to experience pleasure and be buffered from depression. When it comes to physical health, the landscape is a little more mixed, because though extroversion may link to greater sociability, it may also make some people prone to more risky behaviours, like heavier substance use. At the other end of the spectrum, it has been observed that those who are low extroversion or higher on introversion tend to have lower self-esteem, which, of course, may link to how this personality trait is viewed by the world. But they may also have fewer supportive social connections, and together, this can increase the risk of depression, particularly if this is combined with higher neuroticism. Okay, it's time for a break. When we come back, agreeableness and neuroticism.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The advertisements you just heard are automatically generated, which means I have no idea what they were for. You'll get a different one depending on where you are in the world. If you would prefer an ad-free listening experience, or you simply enjoy the podcast, you find it personally valuable, perhaps you're someone who's used my resources with your own clients, please consider becoming a patron. It's the price of a hot chocolate once a month and allows me to sustain the podcast. But if that's not accessible to you, you can always listen to the free feed, which is the one you're listening to right now. It's exactly the same content. If you're interested in becoming a patron, it's patreon.com/Kimberly Wilson. You'll find a link in the show description. Thank you very much. Agreeableness, the ability to get on with others, behave in pro-social ways, be trusting, warm, friendly, and sympathetic. There is relatively little research on the impact of agreeableness on health outcomes, though it seems to be broadly protective in regards to mental health. Agreeableness seems to emerge from a comparatively greater capacity for self-regulation, meaning, for example, that more agreeable young people tend to have more positive social relationships, and the benefits seemed to extend into adulthood. Children who were assessed as higher on agreeableness at age 8 had less alcoholism and depression, fewer arrests, and more career stability at age 33, compared to those who were lower on agreeableness as children. In treatment, agreeableness is positively associated with building a therapeutic alliance, which itself is a key indicator of successful therapy outcomes. And finally, neuroticism, a tendency to experience unpleasant emotions like worry, irritability, envy, and guilt. It encompasses poor self-regulation, self-doubt, and a propensity to overwhelm. People who trend highly for neuroticism might describe themselves as nervy or perhaps highly strung. And high trait neuroticism is linked to increased vulnerability to psychological distress. Poor self-regulation can increase the risk of maladaptive coping mechanisms like self-harm or substance use. And it is the single strongest predictor of the common mental health conditions like anxiety, panic disorder, and major depressive disorder. A newer cognitive model of neuroticism describes it as mental noise. That is, because people with higher trait neuroticism have a vigilant approach to the world, it can distract them from what is happening here and now. What I mean is, for example, being vigilant to the future becomes worry, a wish to control things that can't be controlled. Being vigilant to the past is rumination, a wish to undo things that can't be undone. This vigilance can open the door to fear of failure, unfounded worries about the state of one's relationships, and catastrophizing. On the positive side, like conscientiousness, neuroticism has been linked to better academic performance. However, on the downside, people high in this dimension experience more emotional instability and more difficulty, and may be more at risk of cognitive decline, possibly because they live with higher average levels of stress. High neuroticism combined with low conscientiousness, people who worry but don't do anything to mitigate the worry, is linked to poorer health. But it's really important to note that none of these traits is a diagnosis. Instead, they are descriptions of patterns of thinking and behaving. So, you're listening and you're thinking, it'll be pretty handy to be a bit more conscientious and a touch less neurotic. But is that possible? Many of these factors are influenced by biology, whether that's the specific genes you inherited or how they are expressed. While brain imaging work has indicated that personality characteristics correlate with different patterns of connectivity and activation in the brain, what we do know is that the brain is plastic, able to reshape in response to behavior and experience. You might have read stories about people who completely altered their relationships with exercise, for example, moving from inactive to being a consistent gym goer. It is possible to shift the needle, because remember, it's a spectrum and not a dichotomy, but you should be prepared for it to take a bit of time, effort, and consistency. Though these traits are largely stable over the course of a few years, they are less so over longer periods, indicating that personality can and does change over time. And it's worth knowing that the environment that you are in can impact your personality. One study found that, quote, low levels of agreeableness were concentrated primarily in London, suggesting that comparatively large proportions of residents of these areas were uncooperative, quarrelsome, and irritable, whereas Scots were found, on average, to be more agreeable. End quote. Similar geographic clustering of personality has been observed in the United States. So, if months of consistent practice sounds a bit much, you could just move to where the conscientious people are and hope that it rubs off on you. Okay, that is all I have for you this week. If you'd like to know where you stand, I'll add a link to one of the many free Big Five questionnaires available online. Remember that these are not screening tools, they are not diagnostic, so use them as an interesting prompt for self-reflection or just for fun. If you like me in your ears, you might enjoy me in your inbox. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter where I tackle a different mental health theme every month. Things like the psychology of taste and flavour, love, money, and sugar in the brain. You can sign up in the link in the episode description. And finally, if you've enjoyed this podcast, please consider either sharing it or leaving a positive review. That just leaves me to thank you very much for listening. And until next time, take very good care.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.